Since the start of the pandemic, there have been more than 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Ontario. It's unknown how many people from Ontario have actually contracted COVID and not been tested. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,001,455 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 924,947 recoveries and 11,004 deaths. On January 24, Public Health Ontario is reporting 4,790 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province, as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients, and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. The January 24 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 6,924, recoveries and 37 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 65,504 active, lab-confirmed cases in Ontario. The new cases reported today include 814 unvaccinated people, 182 partially vaccinated people, and 3,496 fully vaccinated people. 298 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 38 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 27 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 41 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 3,861 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. There are 615 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID. There are 372 COVID patients on ventilators. Hospitalization numbers are incomplete on Sunday and Monday, as not all hospitals report to the provincial bed census. As such, there are no breakdowns of patients admitted for COVID versus for something else while also testing positive for COVID, and there are no updated vaccination status counts for hospitalized patients. Both will return tomorrow. Testing: the province reported 20,716 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 18.4% positivity. Another 8,288 tests are still being processed. As of today's report, 11.6 million people in Ontario, 88% of the over 12 population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 6 million people in Ontario with 3 doses of vaccine. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,796.9 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 14 to January 20 was 358.5 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 25% over the 7-day period starting on January 8. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are currently 159 people with COVID-19 in hospital, up from 153 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 32 people in ICU, up from 27 yesterday, and 15 people on ventilators, up from 12 yesterday. The regional data is not broken down to clarify the number of people in hospital for a COVID-related reason and who was admitted to hospital for another reason then tested positive. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 3,344 cases, 586 known active cases and 18 current hospitalizations, including one person who is from out of region but in Algoma. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 53% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,500 cases, 246 known active cases and 2 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,042 cases and 823 known active cases. The health unit does not report hospitalizations. As of January 21 at Timmins and District Hospital, there are 20 patients with COVID-19, 7 of whom were admitted for virus-related reasons. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. As of January 21, the health unit had reported 8,478 cases and 983 known active cases. There were 60 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 2 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 954 cases, 98 known active cases, and 3 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. The numbers were last update January 21. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,021 cases, 235 known active cases and 12 hospitalizations, including 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 95% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,071 cases, 330 known active cases and 13 hospitalizations, including 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.